is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another mini edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's not waste a moment of time and grab a seat on the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy. You know the name of the game. Plus 100 odds or greater, it could be on Monday Night Football between the Steelers and Giants, which will be a likely snore fest. It could be on the ice where you're always dropping the puck and trying to make some bucks. It could be in the NBA or the World Series, and the Yankees got their backs firmly pushed and pressed against the wall. So, good sir, give me some juicy odds.
You're loving this sports equinox, aren't you, Brad? We got everything going on.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. We're very close to college basketball. It's like a couple of weeks away. November 4th. It's going to happen.
Keep your basketball crap to yourself. People are not ready. They're barely ready for the NBA at this point, Brad. So don't get too excited, all right? We got to give some people some time. Yes, of course, I'm going to the ice for this one. Let's take advantage of the eight games that are on the schedule for this evening. And this is a two-legger that I'm saying, yes, there will be a goal in the first 10 minutes in each of these contests. First, your Blackhawks coming to face off with my Colorado Avalanche this evening. The Avs on the second night of a back-to-back. They won yesterday, little hairy towards the end, but it was still a victory for the Avs, who after starting 0-4 have now won five straight. So, you know, the typical weirdness going on here in Denver. So we're going to say it's going to happen between these two teams. It tends to happen for both of them in terms of trending in that direction. Then we're going to go to Sin City. That is where Calgary will be to take on the Golden Knights. Why do we like this one? Because nobody, and I mean nobody, in the National Hockey League has had a goal in the first 10 minutes more than Vegas. So we're just going to follow the trend on this one. You pop those two together over at DraftKings. You can lock and load there. Plus 155. Nice little way to get things started on the Plus Bus this week.
Yeah, putting the biscuit in the basket with that little two-legger at significant plus odds. Let's put some more plus money on the board, shall we? On the SGP Game 3 of the Fall Classic, I say the New York Yankees steal the win. They have to win. It's really a must-win situation for them. Going against Bueller, Walker Bueller, who's got a 6.00 ERA and a pair of postseason starts and really been a punching bag for the last couple of months of the MLB season. It's not like who he is going against there. And Clark Schmidt is, going to be holy Schmidt, all that, steadfast in his delivery and getting outs. But again, I think the clubbers, the Yankees show up and show out and beat up a Walker Buehler. So that's a front leg on leg numero dos. Let's play some smooth jazz and maybe put on some Kenny G in the background with Mr. Chisholm. All I need is a hit for him. And he's got a great history against Walker Buehler. 3-for-5 lifetime against him. So he has some experience, a decent of sample size there. He's got a hit in five of his last six postseason games. I realized only batted .188 in this MLB postseason, but he can go like 1-for-5 and we still cash in. So Yankees take care of business. Jazz Chisholm slap on the outfield. You put those hands together. Plus 154. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. And with those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Manic Monday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown. You need all the excuses in the world to endure the New York Giants in prime time in an island game matchup, no less. There's no Monday Night Football doubleheader. We are forced at gunpoint to watch this game, and that means I'm going to have probably 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 tickets on it to keep me entertained, and one of them is on this SGP. And come with me if you're buying what I am selling. Give me Wandale Robinson on the over 4.5 receptions, and let's negatively correlate. Not quite synergize or bring it all together. I say Pittsburgh win straight up on the money line. That's how you confuse the book. And on that simple two-leg, you can get it plus 108 right now at BetMGM. And I believe it's entirely viable. I look at Wan'Dale Robinson, essentially he's a possession receiver, an extension of the run, operating almost exclusively out of the slot. Nearly 80% of his snaps come from that area of the field. And he's a guy who has done this in 6 of 7 games this year. He's getting close to 10 targets per game. He's top 40 in total route wins. You know, the ADOT is microscopic. The air yards also minuscule for one Wan'Dale Robinson, but he wins those routes. A lot of quick hitches and outs and slants, and Daniel Jones can actually deliver the ball to him cleanly. He is top 30 in catchable target rate because there are a lot of high percentage throws. You look at Pittsburgh. They are a team middle of the pack in terms of pass EPA defense, but it's getting a lot of Benny Bishop in coverage, who had an outstanding game last time we saw him on the field. I believe he had a pick in that week 7 matchup, I should say, but he's given up a 65.7 catch rate and a 91.4 pass rating. Five wide receivers have hauled in at least 5 passes against the Steelers this season. I think Wan'Dale will get that and a possible negative game script for the Giants. And Pittsburgh then takes care of business there on the money line. So to recap, two-legger, SGP style, Wan'Dale Robinson over 4.5 receptions. And the Steelers money line plus 108 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Numero cinco on the countdown. Feed. Or follow.
I'll give you a little early bonus time that'll go with Wan'Dale. I like the over on Daniel Jones completions at 19.5.
Yeah, that's low.
That's kind of a low number. Yeah. And look, I know he's frequently hot garbage, but it hasn't stopped him from trying to throw the ball. And so the completions number, I think, is pretty low in what you and I both think is going to be a negative game script. So because of that, I like what you're doing here with Robinson at the 4.5. I think he's just going to grab, plenty of catches. I think you get up above this number, might be right at 5, might be 6. But I think he's going to be a part of that whole play that I'm talking about with Daniel Jones. So like I said, early bonus time. I like him over on his 19.5 total completions. Put all this together, this is a good plus odds at MGM.
Oh, here's a dad joke for you. Wan'Dale Robinson. I'll see what I did there.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. If you're still joining us after the lamest of lame jokes that I just dropped, I love Jalen Warren tonight to have more rush yards than Devin Singletary. And yes, you can actually wager on this at BetMGM. It's a standard minus 110 juice. And honestly, I think it should be like minus 135, minus 140, maybe as high as minus 150. But it's at a minus 110, and that's why I am investing some action in on this particular prop. Look at Jalen Warren. Last week against the Jets, 12 carries to 44 yards. And why is that important? Because he played 51.5% of the snaps. And look at the Giants. One of their weakest points defensively is in the trenches. They're number 19 in rush EPA on the season, giving up 5.30, very healthy amount there, yards per carry, and 105.3 rush yards per game. Meanwhile, Devin Singletary, his role is shrinking and shrinking rapidly because you better call Tyrone. Mr. Tracy has just been a better running back than he has been over the last couple of weeks. Last week against the Eagles, only 5 carries for 18 yards, only played on 21.1% of the snaps, and he was largely healthy. Pittsburgh, they are unrelenting in the trenches. Number 2 in rush EPA defense, giving up 3.51 yards per carry, 71.1 rush yards per game. So viewing the trends, whether on the defensive matchup or the individual's playing time, I think it is requisite Warren. Yeah, I'm going to trademark that hashtag on this prop to have more rush yards than Devin Singletary. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero Cuatro on the countdown. Mi amigo, fade or follow.
We're just going to keep moving this pot along because as soon as you pointed this one out, while you were talking, I just went and bet it.
Oh, look at you. Wait, it's going to party, Lundy.
I was like, all right, I'll just go ahead and jump on this one and we can just keep right on moving.
Number 3.
Yeah, smart man. Numero Tres here on the countdown. Let's see if I can convince Lundy to fire off on this if he hasn't already. Najee Harris, give me the over on 15.5 rush attempts at a light minus 105 there at BetMGM. Absolutely adore this prop because Harris has done this in 4 of 7 games this season, seeing a sizable opportunity share, 64% on the year. Yes, Jaylen Warren is starting to siphon off a few more touches here and there, but he may get like an additional 2 to 3 than what we saw last week on that dozen carries that he had. And of course, game script is going to be entirely dependent, but I believe Pittsburgh's going to have the lead. I believe they're going to sold away the clock. And I think Harris is going to, you know, hit at or near his average, which is 16.7 attempts per game on the season. Again, the Giants, number 19 to rush EPA defense. But interestingly, Lundy, as bad as they have been at times this season, only 2 running backs have gone over 15.5 rush attempts against them. Brian Robinson Jr. of the Commanders did it, and Saquon Barkley, revenge game, did it as well, as a member, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. But I think Harris will be the 3rd dude to eclipse 15.5 rush attempts. So that is a prop. Najee Harris over those 15.5 totes on the ground. -105 at BetMGM. Numero tres on the countdown. Fade or follow?
I think you're going to get hooked on this.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in part because I just feel like how this game is going to roll out. It's why I think you're, you know, when you're talking about Jaylen Warren, and I could see Najee getting 14, 15, but I could also see them having kind of a comfortable lead, and maybe we start seeing some guys in the backfield. Yeah. I mean, the advantage that you've got is that Russell Wilson doesn't move like Justin Fields, right? So you're not losing as many carries to him. But I'm telling you, I'm a little concerned about this game script, so I'm going to fade you on this one.
All right, first fade of the podcast. And if you want to fade more of my action, you can do so right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free, you jackwagons. All you got to do is go onto that site. You can read all my picks for tonight. You could check out Ben Wittenstein's content, Nate Jacobson's college football content. They're rolling out multiple pieces. Ben's doing stuff not only in college football, but also the NBA. Nate's primarily the college football scene. They have the Fade 5 College Edition that rolls out late in the day on Wednesdays as well. Excellent stuff they're churning out. Lundy's always got his free, always public and transparent spreadsheet there for the NHL. Brandon Velasquez also cranking out some content as well around the hockey. And we got additional stuff, my stuff, fantasy football. I've already got my fantasy football flames written for the quarterback position. It's going to post later tonight. Week 9 ranks already live. I moved those around throughout the entire week based on all the news tidbits that come out. You also get all my sports betting picks and my free, always public, always transparent spreadsheet lives there as well. You can ask me questions. It's ridiculous amount of content, and you don't pay a single dime. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and cash, .. maybe.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the countdown. Hopefully I'm going to be counting my $100 bills. Yeah, it's up and it's good. No, he's not going to be kicking any field goals. I need Najee Harris, just a splash 6. So cross the chalk for an anytime touchdown. You get that at +110 right now. So a little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. And I'm buying this hook, line, and sinker all diggity day long. You look at the matchup. Again, the Giants, 5.30 yards per carry allowed. Again, in that middling, number 19 of rush EPAD, they've given up 4 total touchdowns to the running back position. Now, look at Harris. He is number 4 among all qualifying running backs in the National Football League in total red zone touches with 24. Again, that opportunity share might be closer to 60%, but when they're knocking at the door, he's a power back, a grinder between the tackles. I think he's going to punch one, and in the 3rd straight game, again, he has done this in back-to-back contests. So, primo matchup. Again, Pittsburgh, I believe, is going to be in control. And even if Russell's twirling some passes down the field to a certain individual we're going to talk about here in a minute, I believe Najee Harris will get ball to belly, and he's got to hit the pylons tonight. So anytime touchdown for nasty Najee, +110 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero dos in the countdown. Fade or follow?
I hate doing touchdown bets in games like this that I feel like could very easily finish at like 17 to 14, right? Just because you could wind up with just nobody getting on the board other than the field goal kickers. But if you're going to give me Najee at plus odds, I don't think I can turn that one down. I think I've got to take it at plus 100. And just cross your fingers, right? There may not be a lot of touchdowns in this one, folks. So you just got to cross your fingers that Najee's the one that gets it done for Pitt.
Bring us home, Mr. Harris.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Monday edition of the Fade of Five Countdown. Oh, let's do some easy pickings. At least I hope that's going to be the case. George Pickens over 23 and a half yards on the longest catch. And again, best out of the board at FanDuel at minus 114. Everybody else is 1 yard higher. You just never know. That could come into play. I think he's going to get this, and it could come early. That moon ball that Russell Wilson throws, it's a very big air, parabolic path, and that is ideal for the skill set of guys like George Pickens, who bends and contorts like a Cirque du Soleil performer. He's got Gumby-like athleticism. He made some ridiculous catches last week with Russell Wilson under center. And I actually had a pair of 30-yarders, and I think he could have another one of that magnitude in this game. He has actually done this on the over 23.5 yards longest catch 8 times this season. The Giants, number 19, in pass EPA defense. You look at Pickens, number 4 in total air yards, averaging 7.6 targets per game, number 4 in deep ball targets among all eligible wide receivers, number 7. In yards per route run, he's averaging a very healthy 15.3 yards per catch. And most importantly, Lundy, he's getting a lot of Deontay Banks in coverage, who just he's handed out like bags of cash of the Banks is this season to whoever he's trying to shadow, giving up a 66.7 catch rate, 14.3 yards per catch, the fourth most yards of any DB. Entering week 8 in the NFL at 371, along with a 131.5 pass rating. It should be a monster night. And I emphasize should, because I'm probably cursing the guy. Night for Mr. George Pickens on the over 23.5 yards longest catch, minus 114 at FanDuel. Numero uno on my countdown. Mi amigo, feed or follow.
Send it deep, baby. Send it deep. You're right about that parabolic. It floats. That he does. So you just need Pickens to be able to get up underneath that one. Look, you got a couple of great receivers in this game. You got Neighbors, you got Pickens. And, you know, unfortunately, they're just on a couple of teams that are meh. They're forcing us to watch on a Monday night, which is terrible. But hey, it is what it is. I like this one, man. I think he gets up over this number. Again, it plays into how Russell plays the position and how he throws the ball, man.
Yeah, early bonus time. Kind of like the over as well on 59.5 receiving yards. I mean, he can nearly get half of that on the single catch.
Yep.
Then you can have another big gainer a little bit later on and cash money. You can grab that right now on that over 59.5 receiving yards on Pickens at BetMGM at a minus 115 juice. But we ain't done. It's time for some bonus time. Luddy, again, we got the wonderful confluence of sports that are out there. Smorgasbord of sports betting, I like to call it. So grab a plate and go ahead and start scooping some mashed potatoes on it. What do you like?
Let me give you a couple more here in this Monday night game, kind of playing off your thought process with Pickens. But I'm going to throw two at you with Pickens because one of them is wild. Let me start here. Plus 100 at DraftKings for George Pickens to have 10 yards in the first quarter.
Oh.
10 yards receiving. It's all I need. It's even money. We know he's capable of doing that on one catch. To give you an idea, folks, Malik Neighbors on the exact same bet for him to have 10 yards in the first quarter is minus 145.
Wow.
They're just expecting Daniel Jones to be looking his way. I'm going to go the other side because I like the even money that exists there with George Pickens. Again, flat plus 100 over at DK. He can get it in one catch. That's what I'm hoping for, is maybe, you know, nice little out on the sideline for 11 yards, 12 yards. Boom. We get our 10 in the first quarter and we call it good on that one. But this is the one that I think is fascinating. Brad, you love the race twos.
I do.
Okay. George Pickens race to 20. All right. You with me so far?
Yep.
At DraftKings, he's plus 180. At BetMGM, he is plus 300.
Oh, my God! Oh, it's Lundy! It's moving!
So, I'm throwing something on that one just because you're giving me an extra $1.20 of juice.
What?
DraftKings has him at +180. BetMGM has him at +300. Go get this now before it changes. Right, and now, by the way, if for some reason you actually believe it's going to be Malik Nabers that gets to 20 first, he's +350 at BetMGM.
Wow.
You could bet both of them, and as long as one or the other of them happens, you're coming out ahead, folks. I couldn't believe that when I saw the difference in the race too. I thought for sure when I logged in here for you and I to do the pod this morning that you were going to have that one, because I was like, holy cow, how the heck do you have that big?
To be honest with you, Lundy, I was waiting for the race twos to show up. And when I woke up at the butt crack of dawn, they had not yet arrived at the various books. So it's only come out in the last couple hours here on this Monday morning. So bless you, good sir. Yeah. I'm firing off a ticket on that right now.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you're talking about a difference of $1.20, folks. That is absolutely huge. Let me go back to the ice with you this evening for that Avalanche game against the Blackhawks. I will be in attendance over at BetMGM. Give me this one on an SGP. This is for the Sogs. The shots on goal, folks. I need Ross Colton to have at least two. I need Nathan MacKinnon to have three. I need Mikko Rantanen to have three. That's all I need, man. Those are low numbers for each of those three guys. Ross Colton for two, MacKinnon for three, Mikko Rantanen for three. That's +105 on the SGP front over at BetMGM. To the hardwood we go. Brad, do you know who gives up the most three-pointers so far in this young NBA season?
The Washington Wizards.
No, it is the Utah Jazz. They are giving up north of 18 threes a game right now. And I know it's a small sample size. The season is just getting started. But Luka Doncic tonight at home against that aforementioned Utah Jazz squad. He is +100 to have at least four threes. He's done it in both games so far this year, and now you're going to take on Utah at home, who can't defend the arc, apparently? Yeah, give me that one all day with Luka. Again, over 3.5 at +100 at BetMGM. Really simple. And then if you want to put it together as an SGP in case you've got a boost, I did this one over at Caesars. I need Klay Thompson for three threes, Luka for three threes, Kyrie for two. Three for Klay, three for Luka, Kyrie for two. That's even money, +100 at Caesars. I didn't want to get crazy. It's still young NBA season, so some of these numbers are going to slowly start to even themselves out. But as of right now, I'm looking at Dallas, like I said, taking on a team that is allergic to defending the three-pointer so far. The Jazz are just getting worked when it comes to that. And I don't have the numbers sitting in front of me, but whatever KD's assists prop is for tonight at home against the Lakers, take it. Take the over, because the Lakers have been very generous to opposing teams dishing the dimes so far this season. So I don't know what it is. My guess is it's probably set at 3.5, maybe at 4. Play the over, because LA is letting it happen left and right. And if you need a money line bet to add into some sort of a parlay, folks, I think the Nuggets finally pick up a victory tonight. They're on the road against Toronto, but they should be able to handle the Raptors, who will not defend down in the paint. And I expect Joker to take full advantage of that. So if you need just a money line leg, I think the Nuggets get it done on the road. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who is still crying over Jaden Daniels.
That and Illinois getting absolutely worked. It was a bad sports weekend for your boy. Even my Fighting Illini men's basketball team in an exhibition game, they got waxed on the road at Ole Miss. So, yeah, a lot of tears in my beard, to say the least, whether on the gridiron or the hard court. So, hopefully, the team Harbaugh's parlay play will cash in and make me happy and have me grinning from ear to ear. So, on this SGP, all Monday Night Football all the time. Come with me if you are buying what I'm selling. Leg numero uno, give me the Steelers on the alt line, -2.5. Leg numero dos, give me Malik Nabers, 50 or more receiving yards. Leg numero tres, give me Najee Harris, 50 or more rush yards. And I'll hold off on the Jews. I'll give a little bit of background. Look, Pittsburgh's going to win this game. Do you need any reasons really why? I don't think you do. It's the Giants. Steelers are top 10 EPA per play defense. They're a team that should be able to defend their turf. and win this thing going away. And all I need is for them to win by field goal boot and cash money. Meanwhile, Malik Nabers, it's all a volume play with him. The guy's averaging 12 targets per game. He's number 6 in total air yards, number 12 in total yak. And remember, he missed some action. Number 31 in total route wins. He has done this in 4 or 5 games. And you look at the Steelers, 10 guys have gone over 50 yards against them through the air with the wide receiver position. This season, though, they are number 10 in pass EPA defense. And he's most often going to get Joey Porter Jr. in coverage, who is a modest number 39 in total yards yielded to his assignments at 8 and also giving up an 89.3 passer rating. So I think Nabers will get to the 50, might be in garbage time. May have to sweat it out slightly, but I think eventually he's going to get there. Meanwhile, Najee Harris, 50 or more rush yards. Again, I've been harping on this the entire show. The Giants, number 19 in rush EPAD. 5 guys have gone over this. They're giving up 5.30 yards per carry, 105.3 rush yards per game just to the running back position. Najee has done this in 5 of 7 contests. I think the opportunity share is going to be in that 60 to 65% range. Appreciable yak of 3.09 on the season. And believe it or not, he's doing more trace right now in all the NFL and total missed tackles forced with 30 entering the week. So put all together, the team huevos parlay play of the day, SGP styled. Steelers -2.5. Nabers, 50 or more receiving yards. Harris, 50 or more rush yards, +145 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, boot is time. Boot is time. Lundy, let's go back to the NBA. I got one more bonus bet for you, and it's on a late night tip. So if things really go south for you, and whether on the ice or the gridiron or maybe the Major League Baseball Diamond of the World Series, this is kind of your always the Hawaii special, if you will. It's Kings and Trailblazers out there on the left coast. I'm going to take Domantas Sabonis over 6.5 assists, and I'm going to take the line down. The Kings are heavily favored, so I'm going to take it down to -5.5. So Sacramento -5.5, Sabonis 7 or more dives, that's +105. They're at BetMGM. It's the Blazers, for crying out loud. I know they've been playing better, but sample size, Evans. Defensively, they're still middle of the pack. Number 14, defensive efficiency through 3 games. Both these teams are top 10 in pace. It's going to be up and down. Zip, 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 zip. And I think that will play into the hands of the Kings. And you look at the Sabonis, he's done this in 1 of 2 games. He had 10 dimes last time he went out. He messed around and got a triple-double, as a matter of fact. He averaged 7.7 assists per game in 3 matchups against the Blazers last year. So high pace of play. You throw in the fact that Portland's already given up the 3rd most assists per game, the opposition at 29 flat, and Sabonis coming off those 10 times drop. You know, as long as they're competitive, he can stay out there maybe briefly into the 4th quarter. I think we're going to get the 7 assists needed, and Sacramento is going to get the cover on that alt spread, a -5.5, again, at +105 there at BetMGM. All right. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed at 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Sign up for the GamingJuice.com right now, you jackals. It's free and all kinds of incredible content we're churning out there every single day, every single week in college basketball. Woo, baby, right around the corner. And I'm going to be making so many donations to the sports book. So if you read some of that early college basketball content, a suggestion, fade the living shit out of me. And you're probably going to start off this season very much on the right foot. For the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.